Tim Clark is online to go through a strong book today. Morning to you, Tim.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ron.
G'day, Tim.
Yeah, good to talk to you. This is always a big day at Hawkesbury, Tim, and you got new jockey facilities there as well to relax in between races?
Yes, they are. They've looked after us there at Hawkesbury, and as you said, it built up over the last 10 or 12 years and really become a big meeting out there, and they get great crowds. They've got good prize money, and it's nice to head out there on a big day.
Big day for you. Were you flying off to Hong Kong tonight?
So I'll head off about 10 o'clock tonight, after the races. So looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, Dark Dream, he certainly looks a chance anyway.
Looks a good chance from a nice draw there and a bit of pressure. And he looks to be ticking over well from his replays, and I've been obviously following him since he's gone up there. So, happy to be aboard him, and hopefully I can give him his chance. And, he said his form's been really good this season up there. So he looks one of the major players.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously Yui and James McDonald are going there as well tonight. Today, Bastia race two. Nice ride for you. You would have saw he had no luck there at Gosford.
Yeah, should have got a bigger part of the prize money there. Look, I'd probably like to speak to Chris and try and definitely ride him pretty aggressively from the inside to hold a spot and have him ride up there coming back in trip. So, yeah, like off his last run, he'll be thereabouts, that's for sure. He's pretty consistent, and if he can hold some sort of position and be right on their back cornering and not give him too much to do.
Race three, Brandenburg might be an improver. Did enough on debut there?
Yeah, he found the line well, obviously, staying at the same trip, but he finished off his race well. He's got to be take a bit out of that run and be a little bit wiser for it. And, if they just need to get at each other a little bit up front to help his cause to be, because he's going to obviously probably settle off them a little bit. But if they get at each other and set it up a little bit, you know he's going to be strong through the line.
Race four, AC Donk Tong TD needs improvement there, this mare.
Yeah, it needs to lift a game from what she's been showing.
Race five, Murakawa, he's been hitting the line well.
Yeah, he was really good at Scone and then had a fair bit to do last start and hit the line really strong again, but it was just had too big of a task. But so from an okay draw, if he can just hold it a little bit better position and not have to get so far back, that'll help his chances. He's got a good finish, that's for sure.
Spending to win, good fresh, loves the distance, just needs run of the race stuff to go his way.
Yep. Beat Eduardo first up last prep, ran second in this race last year, not beaten far. His fresh form's good. She said, I just got to give him a good ride from the draw, and if I can do that, he should be in the finish.
Rainier in the Guineas for Godolphin with the blinkers back on.
Yeah, well, he was placed his first seven starts and then hasn't hit the board since this preparation. So, on his old form, yes. On his recent form, he just needs to lift his game a little bit. So, one thing, he gets the blinkers back on, he gets into a race where there looks like there could be a good pressure. So he's definitely going to be strong late, fuel them horses up on speed if they've gone a bit too hard. It gives him a chance to finish off because he's going to be sort of back off them somewhere. But if he can show anything like his form in the spring, well, he's probably the horse to beat, but he hasn't shown that yet.
Black on gold in the cup. He loves hard tracks. He might run better than most think here.
Yeah, that's the key to him. He's good track form's really solid. He ran fourth over the carnival in Melbourne in the spring, first up. That was 1800, and he got beat a couple of lengths. So he's capable fresh. This is a trip that he's effective at. Anything shorter, they're probably a bit too slick for him. But being at a mile, that definitely gives him a chance fresh to to be competitive.
And you finish off with a good pickup ride in the last here with Echo Jet. And with the scratching of Vinnie Power, he looks to own and control this race up front.
Yeah, that's right. Vinnie Power sort of looked his only company there on paper, but that might change. A few others might decide to do something, but he looks like he's got good racing style. He's going well this time in. A couple of wins at home as a gelding, and now steps up to Saturday Grey, but he looks as though he's in the right frame of mind to do so, and looks like he's going to take plenty of catching up on speed.
What's the plan for you the next month or so, back and forward from Brisbane, or just see what eventuates?
I'm there next week. I'll the Gold Coast next weekend, and then see what happens after that. Yeah, so nothing set in stone yet, but just play it by ear.
Andrew?
Good on you, Tim. We look forward to watching your talents today and tomorrow. It's a significant meeting in Hong Kong with Santa Ana Lane and others lining up there. So good luck. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.